This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Obviously, we've heard the news that IFAB are set to introduce blue cards for sin bins. How welcome would their introduction be, or other things that need fixing in football first?
Yeah, that's probably the right thing to say. I think everything, what the actual situation shows, we should make it as and keep it as simple as somehow possible for the referees as well. Well, it's a difficult job. We all know that. Often quite emotional when we speak about it, because it's most often after the game. And I think introduction of a new card would just give more opportunities to fail as well, because the discussion will be, it was a blue card, should have been a yellow card, now it's 10 minutes off. In a good old times, it would have been a red card or would have been only a yellow, whatever, these kind of things. Just makes it more complicated. They want to test it. I have no problem with testing. But if that's the first step to agreeing or already being sure that it will happen. But I don't know that, to be honest. I have no idea. I tested it the first time about it. And yeah, doesn't sound like a fantastic idea in the first moment. But actually, I can't remember when the last fantastic idea came from these guys, if they ever had one. IFAB. No, I'm 56. Nah, never.
Moving on. After the defeat to Arsenal, did it feel like a major setback at the time? And if so, what have you had to do this week to lift the place again, to or do your best to ensure you get the response you're looking for this week?
After all the time in England, I'm still 100% sure that I understand all the world's 100% right. It's a setback. We lost the game, and that it felt like that, definitely. And people told me after that we only lost Tottenham. Before that, it was City. I didn't feel for a second like that. It felt like we lost in one game, five games, but not because of the situation at the table, just because we lost the game and we didn't play a particular really good game. And that just shows how it is, how it goes. That a few days before that, we played in a lot of parts of the game, probably the best game of the season. A really good game, complete performance against Chelsea. It was top-class performance. Everybody could see the other night how good Chelsea can be if you let them. And they go to Arsenal, and Arsenal played a good game. And we had our parts, but not more. So, and that's obviously something, it's always a challenge for a manager. What are you doing? Ignoring or putting the finger properly in or whatever, and it's always somewhere in between. We don't take these things lightly and think, oh, it can happen. At Arsenal, you can lose. We want to perform better than we did, and that's what we try and we want, and we have to show reaction. That's actually the only good thing about it, that you can react. And that's what we have to do, definitely, 100%. So many things, especially against the ball, was not even close to our standards. People might say we didn't have finished shots on target, which is that's 100% true. But it all comes with the way we defend. And And that's why that was the main point we were talking about. And that's exactly what we have to do much better. And if you do that, then we will be better. And that's the first step.
And is there any good news on the injury front at the moment? Thiago, what's his situation? Dominic, how is he? And how far away is Mo? I take it, by the way, that Endo's available as well.
Yeah, Endo's available. That's good. Besides that, we have a few problems and have to wait. But so, like, but Thiago obviously is not cool. He everything looked absolutely fantastic in training. We show quite a lot of things, I think, on LFC TV, so you can see the training moments and it looks outstanding. So you think, we come on, take him, we have the opportunity, let him play a few minutes, blah blah blah, and then it's a muscle issue. We don't know the extent yet, so we have to wait there a little bit. But it's not cool, of course, and it was really not good news for him, for us, for everybody. So, like, just a fella on top of losing the game already and then having that is not good. Dom is running outside in the moment in the winter rain. It's not ready for tomorrow, of course not. And then we have to see. It's like it always is with these tendon things. They're pretty quickly, the player's pain-free. And then it's all about what we have. It's muscle with, it's pretty much the same what he had before. That's obviously really not good that he got that again. It didn't feel a great issue, but when you see it in the pictures, and you just have to take him out. And so that's now, we are fighting for days, if you want. Is it Brighton? Is it the final or is it after the final? I don't know in the moment.
Just to clarify on Thiago, by the way, are you expecting him to be available again this season?
We didn't really think about that in the moment. We just treat the injury and get a full assessment done, and knowing exactly where it came from. It's not intensity, stuff like this. So it's there are different things. It's just the normal procedure, and it would not be a big story if it wouldn't have been out for that long time. So that's how it is. It's not a big, big injury, definitely not, but it's obviously something nobody needed.
Obviously,
it's not available for the weekend.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how is he? How's his mental state? You say all sorts of things.
I think the mental state of a player is nothing we should discuss in public. To be honest, everybody, if you have a bit of empathy in yourself and would just try to bring yourself in a situation, it's just nothing to talk about. It's all logical. The boy gets as long as he needs with his family. I think from next week on he will be back in training, but we have to see. If he doesn't feel ready for that, then that's fine as well. There's absolutely no rush from us. The only thing we want to do is to support him as much as we can. But in a moment, he's still with his family and is in the best place.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As far as Burnley is concerned, I'm sure you saw the result last week where they came back from a couple down against Fulham. How much of a potential Bernard's game might this be for you, do you think, when they're maybe slowly starting to adapt to the Premier League?
Yeah, I think from the outside world, it's probably a banana skin for a sports person. It's actually not, because it's an opponent we respect a lot. I really think Vinny is doing an incredible job there, to be honest. He learned so early in his managing career so many very important things for his for the career after it. Having all the highs you can have with running through the championship last year like nobody else before, and then getting knock after knock by playing good football, by sticking to their principles, I couldn't respect and I couldn't admire it more, to be honest. So you see them still playing. Now Fofana scored 2 goals, came on the game before, I think he was involved in a goal as well. So they have now somebody, looks like that, who can score goals on top of all the other boys, obviously enough goals. The results are strange. They lose not high. They lose always. If they lose, it's 2-1, 3-2, whatever, these kind of things. So you see there in the game, they will play football, that they do that. And we have to be absolutely spot on. But for us, how I've heard, we will have the next increase of people in the stadium, and which is really nice. Not sure when it will be that the stadium is completely, we can fill it completely, but then we can obviously introduce and welcome more people, which will be great. There will be all Liverpool fans, and I would say we have nothing else to do on Sunday, so let's create a special atmosphere. Let's go for them. The team wants to show a reaction. If the people want to help us with that, that would be really helpful. And but the first thing we should forget is where Burnley is in the table, because only that makes creates potential banana skin. If you just see it as a game, the most important game, which it is obviously, because there's no other, then I think we should be ready for it. But still, it's football, and yeah, we have a lot of work to do, and we have Ibu not available. A little bit fighting with a little bit of a flu thing in the squad. So we have to see who is in the end available. So that's all not cool. But in the end, we will have 11 players and we will go for it.
Jürgen, how important might it be for you to have Lautaro Endo back?
Very.
Because obviously, fantastically important for him to get international recognition, but kind of came at the wrong time because he'd just begun to settle down. Was really playing well for you.
Yeah, from that point of view, might be we will see that might have been the wrong point. But besides that, we came through that period without him pretty well. That was pretty impressive. And Vataro was, before he left, was really super influential on the pitch. Obviously, he gave us the opportunity in a lot of moments to really involve, introduce a lot of offensive players around that, because his protection was just exceptional. But playing the playing side of the game as well. It's his birthday today, turns 31. So looks good since he's back. So it's very important. So how I said, with all the problems we have in the moment with players, it's super important, because obviously Mo is not back as well. And that means we really need every player. I'm not sure, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago when we sat here and we were talking about the luxury problem of lining up players? If anybody asks me that question again, I kick him out of the room, honestly, because it's always, we talk once about what are you doing with that, and a week later we have the complete different situation. That's exactly what we have now.
And the knock-off from having Lautaro Endo back as well is that we'll give you the opportunity to move Alexis McAllister into a more advanced role, but we've been more used to seeing him, and I know you've been massively impressed with him playing as a six, but he can add something else further up the pitch as well, can't he?
Yes, he can, but he did extremely well on the six, so we'll see how we sort that. But yeah, of course, that's good. As I said, we need them all, and of course, Maka and Vataro can play together as well. There's no doubt about that. They all can play together. It's not a problem. We just have to make sure that we try as much as we can to bring them in the right moment together. So let's see.
You spoke so well there about Vincent Kompany. Have you forgiven him for that goal against Leicester in 2019?
Sorry, what?
The goal against Leicester for Man City.
Oh. Carl. And laughing in the same moment. That's cool. Yes, I forgave him that for a long time. So plenty of players I should hate. Arjen Robben is one of them, but I don't. Same as with Vincent Kompany. I believe there were other situations in that season where I thought they were more influential than that Vincent Kompany scores that goal. And when I think about the situation, I still think Madison should have blocked the shot. But so Vincent just tried to get rid of the ball and it ended up in a goal. But no, yeah, absolute. Not that it's not important, but yes, I forgave him long ago.
Where's Mo up to in his rehab?
Right direction. We hope, but we don't know. We hope that he can be part of training next week. So, but we have to see. He's going through all paces now. But look, it's positive. It's either next week or the week after.
Welcome.
If you ask him, it's next week.
Break up next door. Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.